We've produced a new CD of two sermons preached by Pastor Todd Wilkin, one for Lent and one for Easter. And we'll send you this new CD for any size donation during the season of Lent. You can donate online, issuesetc.org, or by check, Lutheran Public Radio, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. And for any size gift between now and April 12th, we'll send you a CD of one of Todd's Lent and Easter sermons.
Welcome back to Issues Etc., the last 10 minutes of today's program. Some of your comments from the Issues Etc. comment line. It's a number we leave open all day long, all night long, just for your comments. You call, you leave a message. It can be criticism, it can be a question, it can be a suggestion for a future show. We know a lot of you listen at all different times, and that means you can call anytime. React to something you've heard, or if you haven't heard something you want to hear, tell us about that, too. The number is 618-223-8384. It's the Issues Etc. comment line, 618-223-8384. And we love to listen to them. We listen to them every day. We gather them up, and then we play them for you, and we respond to them. Let's begin with a comment from an area truck driver.
Todd and Jeff, we just want to let you know, Southern Illinois truck drivers who love Issues Etc.
And we love everyone who's listening. Thank you very much. A kind of an anonymous, would they call that a honk or a toot? I don't know which one they would call that, but welcome in any event. See, you can put anything on the Issues Etc. comment line, 618-223-834, and the votes of confidence, whether they come in verbal form or in the form of your horn, are always welcome. Next, a comment about religious pluralism.
George Anderson from McCook, Nebraska. I'd like to give you a couple quotes. I heard you talking a few weeks ago about the people who believe that all roads lead to heaven. I'd like to quote the book entitled The Kingdom of the Cults by Walter Martin and Rabbi Zacharias, Unitarian Universalist Association, UUA, espouses religious pluralism and tolerance of all faith positions as a great virtue. The Bible and other sacred books are not to be regarded as absolute or infallible. Many UUs do not believe in God at all, and among those who do, a wide variety of views may be found. All UUs reject the triune God of Scripture. Christ's miracles, virgin birth, and bodily resurrections are rejected. Christ is not divine. Some UUs regard Jesus Christ to have been a great moral teacher, while others dispute even this. UUs do not accept the biblical teaching on salvation from sin. People are basically good. They do not need a Savior to deliver them from sin. They can save themselves through their own moral character, which all this shows that they're extremely liberal. And also a quote from this book is a poem by Leonard Mason, Unitarian Universalist minister. Come return to your place in the pews and hear our heretical views. You were not born in sin, so lift up your chin. You have only your dogmas to lose. And also, here's a little booklet called Christianity, Cults, and the Occult by Rose Publishing about Freemasonry. American Masonry historically excluded blacks, so Prince Hall Masonry was developed for African Americans. key beliefs. Masonry claims to transmit secret teachings from ancient times. The Masonic edition of the Bible says Masonry is descended from the ancient mysteries. Masonry requires belief in a supreme being and treats all religions as though they believe in the same God, whom Masons call by such titles as Great Architect of the Universe and Jabulon, supposedly his secret name. When the Bible is quoted, references to Jesus are omitted. Public prayers must not use Jesus' name. In several rituals, Jesus is made equal to Zoroaster, Buddha, or Muhammad. salvation to the Grand Lodge above is achieved by living an upright life without explicit faith in Christ.
All right. Thank you very much for the comment. Always good to hear from Ravi Zacharias and Walter Martin. Well, this is something we need to bear in mind. Religious pluralism, that is this belief that there are many religions, but they're all essentially expressions of common ideas about God. They may only superficially appear to be different, or the differences that they do actually have are insignificant. Or, well, automatically insignificant. If we differ, then whatever we differ on must be insignificant. You know, a lot of Christians hold this view, too. Within the pale of Christian doctrine, they say, well, if Christians disagree about it, it must not be important. So we'll only talk about the things we agree about until pretty soon you don't have hardly anything that you actually truly agree on. You just end up agreeing to disagree an awful lot. But whether the religious pluralism comes in the form of the Unitarian Universalist, there's so few of them around anymore because it hardly is a religion that can sustain it. It's hardly a religion at all, but it cannot sustain itself or comfort its adherents. Or in the form of the Masonic Lodge, a very long-lived institution. Religious pluralism goes hand in hand with doctrinal minimalism. What's doctrinal minimalism? It is downplaying specific Christian doctrines, or more generally, downplaying the doctrinal content of every religion, knocking off all the rough edges and trying to make them all look the same. Religious pluralism and doctrinal minimalism always go hand in hand. So where you find even Christians downplaying doctrine, downplaying doctrinal distinctives, very close at the door will be religious pluralism, the belief that all roads lead to God. Because if none of it really matters, then even things that Jesus said, like, I am the way, the truth, and the life, no one comes to the Father except through me. If that's disagreed upon, then that's disposable too. Here's a listener in Illinois with the show suggestion.
Yes, just thought I would mention to you to get your apologetic resources ready down the way here. The thing that the Jesus Seminar is sort of shutting down, but what is replacing it is some new effort that claims to be scientific Bible research. And involved in it are some of what in the movie Casablanca would be called Roundup the Usual Suspects. Basically, their thesis seems to be to develop a closer source dating of the New Testament books with Gnostic writings and the Islamic Koran, and trying to press them together on a continuum. So may want to stay on the lookout for that and gather the apologetic posse and head them off on the path down the way.
That's a great suggestion and nicely made as well. Thank you very much. And thanks to everybody who leaves comments at the Issues Etc. comment line. The number again, 618-223-8384. We always welcome show suggestions, especially since a lot of our listeners, we say smartest listeners in radio, they have their ear to the ground and they see things coming that we simply don't see coming. So we'll take your suggestions anytime you want to give them. 618-223-8384. The writer of Ecclesiastes says there's nothing new under the sun. So a well-trained apologist should be able to respond to an error, whether it shows itself in its old form or its new form, whether it be religious pluralism or whether it be an attempt to try and mash together Islam and Christianity, because there's nothing new under the sun. But these old errors reemerge from time to time in new and sometimes unexpected ways. One thing is for sure, there is nothing that people won't try and pull. If there are two religions, someone's going to try and say how they really are the same, in essence. You know what makes Christianity unique from all other world religions? It isn't Christianity's moral code, because our moral code, in some cases, may be indistinguishable from that of other religions. It's not that Christians are happier. It's not that Christians are more enthusiastic. The thing that distinguishes Christianity from all other religions and divides it from all other religions is Jesus Christ himself, the one who says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. It is a religion that has Christ and his cross at its center. A crucified and risen Savior for us sinners. at its indispensable center. Our Issues Etc. Book of the Month for March is the Lutheran Study Bible from a distinctly Reformation Lutheran point of view, a study Bible that is chock full of resources. You can find out more about the Lutheran Study Bible at our website. The cover is right there at our homepage, issuesetc.org, issuesetc.org, or you can pre-order the Lutheran Study Bible, Our Issues Etc., Book of the Month for March, by calling Concordia Publishing House, 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040. The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for March, the Lutheran Study Bible. Tomorrow on Issues Etc., we'll have Dennis DeMauro answering the question, are denominational positions on abortion changing? I suspect that the answer will be, yes, they are changing. That's tomorrow on Issues Etc. Jesus sets the Christian faith and Christians apart from all other religious claims. And every attempt to try and shoehorn Jesus into a religion where he is not crucified and risen Savior of all will fail. And every attempt to knock all the rough edges off of Christ and the faith that is set upon him will ultimately fail because they will cease to be Christianity altogether. A semblance of Christianity cannot be maintained when the distinctive doctrines of the Christian faith are compromised for the sake of getting along with others or getting along with other religions. Jesus stands there starkly in human history, claiming to be the way, the truth, and the life, the only way, the only truth, the only life for us. I'm Todd Wilkin. Talk with you again tomorrow. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.